Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. Good morning, Neil. I'm Kristen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I'm Kristen. Perhaps you didn't know that. Perhaps you did. Sometimes you forget.
Yeah. The older I get, the more I forget.
That's right. Keep reminding you. Okay. So today, continuing our conversation regarding conferencing with spirits and guides and the rooms that they inhabit an astral realm where the conferences take place. And we've got a lot of callers in the queue this morning, probably because of the holiday. So we're going to be getting to every caller. If you keep your place in line, we'd greatly appreciate it. 305, if you'd like a reading, please press 1, and we will take your call as well. If not, perhaps you're just listening. So you can let us know by either not pressing 1 or pressing 1. Ways to get in touch with Neil and I. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us on Facebook or send us a friend request there. That account's linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, as is our Twitter account. There's also Neil Baker Psychic page on Facebook. We do invite you to like Neil Baker Psychic. We provide these readings as a service to our listeners. So the way to repay us for doing so is just pressing the like button. It's pretty easy. It doesn't take a lot of effort, and it shows your support for our volunteer work that we're doing on here. So we appreciate that. Or follow us, of course. And you can get in touch with Neil directly, 562-596-7818, for a discussion that is longer than the radio show will allow for. So we're getting to our callers in about 15 to 20 minutes, so hang in there. Everybody's getting a reading, as I said. Try to keep your place in line, but let's get into our discussion here, Neil.
We're talking about the conference room?
Yes, we are.
We're talking about the conference room. So many topics in psychic energy, you know. You go out there into the astral realm, and sometimes you don't know where you're going to end up. You might be talking to an angel. You might be talking to a demon. You might be falling into one of your past lives.
You know what's been happening to me a lot in my journeys at night is I've been encountering animals and strange combinations of animals. I had a dream where I had a lizard with different animal heads being replaced on the head of the lizard. There's been a lot of animals in my dreams, aside from that as well.
The astral realm, the inhabitants of the astral realm are varied in form. And yes, there are animal creatures that inhabit the astral realm. So a lot of them aren't of the earth variety, but they do, there are deviations, there are variations. They have a kind of a general root system to the earth. But they are, after all, not of the earth. They are of the celestial realm, the astral realm. And in the astral realm, of course, you're going to find animals, you're going to find creatures, you're going to see forms from other planets. It's just all kinds of things out there. And it's very interesting. What we are magnifying here, or maybe centering down on, is what's called the conference room, where a lot of the tribunals take place in terms of the life that you lead on the earth. The life that you lead on the earth, we all know, if we read our psychic books, is a product of the past lives that we've encountered and that we've walked through and that we've gathered like old barnacles on the outlining of our exterior surfaces in terms of the astral realm of our soul. And those energies kind of, they soak down into the physical realm so that while we lead our physical lives, we are also encountering past life confrontations and dilemmas and things that we haven't resolved and all that kind of thing. Well, occasionally we have to take breathers. And in those breathers, we are pulled, yanked out of our body sometimes without our permission, and taken up to tribunals or conference rooms where guide spirits, attending judges are awaiting us to either pass immediate verdicts on our life. But, you know, you can go into a conference room and there can be presiding guides and spirits that say, "We've had it with you. That's it. You're going down, and tomorrow you die. You're going to be in a car crash. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be in a car crash. You're going to be shot in the head. You're going to be walking down Las Vegas Boulevard, and you're going to be plowed by a crazy woman driving a car with her child in the backseat." I mean, all of these things, they're all karmic scenarios that are being played out. And I also look at sometimes individual deaths or a composite of tribal units of energy. That's why it's a kind of horrific in the stage of our reality that so many people can die in one setting. And yet in that instant of time, they're not strangers. They are comrades in arms, all suffering from a disaster of some sort, but really linked to karma. So in these karmic situations, when we are pulled into these tribunals, sometimes we find other people there, and that is because we're not the only one that was called up at the same time. There are other souls that share karma energies with individuals, and they go up as a group. Others go up individually. And then these energies, it's not always ominous and bad, you know. And there are ways to conduct the confrontation in such a manner that you devise a new attitude about life. That's when we wake up and we think to ourselves in bed, "Man, I got to change my ways. I've got to readjust it to in life, redefine and rebirth in some aspect." That sometimes is a result of the tribunal that we go up to in these energy fields.
And you talked about on the last episode requesting a tribunal.
Yeah, you can request a tribunal. You can talk to your guide and say, "Look, this is getting rough. I need conference. I need an audience."
Or, I mean, not only rough, but just to get an update, even if it's not necessarily rough, to get a forecast of what is coming up depending on different actions one can take.
You can, if the karma allows for it, you can request a meeting up there and whereby there is a sense of discussion, an open forum, an evaluation. And that can get very creative because the soul is creative. The soul is forever trying to correct the physicality of life while they're trying to redesign the attitude of the soul journey, where the soul has been, where the soul is, and where the soul is going. The body is just here for a brief chapter. The identity of who you are is just briefly noted in the circumference of your existence. It's just a one chapter. But that one chapter can make or break the trend, the stream of consciousness that's going throughout all of the past lives, the present life, and the forward future lives. So we are responsible. It's like, you know, it's like looking at a series of movies like Door War Phenomena and deciding which one's the best one, which one was the most significant plot developing movie, and how it all kind of builds up to a certain climax, accumulation of all the episodes in one. So the same thing with past lives, and the same thing with the general journey, the general odyssey that we take in our existence, is comprised of separate episodes, but each one is sort of complete in itself, but yet a continuation of things to come and a continuation of things that have been. So in that respect, when we get pulled up into these tribunals, even if we request it, that evaluation, that whole totality of our existence is taken into account. And you know, the other thing is, that when we're up there, we are no longer locked in a limited sense of omniscience or lack of omniscience. We are involved in the whole arena of every moment we've ever spent on the planet and every moment we ever spent between lifetimes. So it gets kind of complicated, and you might think it might be overwhelming, but when you're in your cosmic mind,
right,
you can grasp everything in a second.
Right. Now, I was going to point out that the communication could be very symbolic. So interpreting what is being transmitted to us via our guides and angels when we're in that state may be, you know, trickier for some of us to understand.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of the communication, sometimes it's not direct.
Well, sometimes it isn't.
We're not able to translate the vibration, or you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes there is a crude element of the transference of what's going on in one parallel universe to another, and we don't always get it right. So we need the finer tuning of interpreters to sometimes help us out with that. Just as, you know, the question can also be asked, well, who are these guides? Who are these presiding judges? Where does all this come from? And generally, as you have to go up into a higher element of the energy field to get to that original source, which is a whole different topic than what we're able to accommodate in this show.
Yeah.
But you know, we use in our energy fields so many narratives that are parallel to the depths of what's really out there. Even our fairy tales like Wizard of Oz and things like this that take on in parody fashion. The wizard there was of course a false. He wasn't really a wizard, he was just a human being. But still, Frank Baum devised all of these elements, all of these mystical stories that we come up with, from fables to fairy tales, to the grand scheme of literature in its totality, huger, more massive works, even like Dante's Inferno, they all capture some sliver of reality of what's out there, and it's quite fascinating. But when we get to that element, we know we always have to ask ourselves at the point of our departure with the Earth in our particular lifetime, what have we accomplished? What have we absolved in karma, and how have we transcended to a higher form so that our forthcoming journey is going to be more enlightening than disheartening?
Right, whether it's on the planet or off the planet.
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring on some callers, you know.
Our popularity is...
Okay, let's take 407.
Hello?
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, now I can. Okay. Hi, Neil and Kristen. Hello. I'd like
Hello,
to
Michelle.
Know what... Yes. I'd like to know what's coming up for 2016 for me.
All right. 10-17-74. She's a 30 equals 3. Okay. What's coming up for... And you're...
She's a 33.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. What's coming up for you?
She's 41.
41.
Right.
41 years old.
Well, you know, Michelle, what I'm seeing this year coming up for you is a chapter of education. Now, I know you're 41 years old, and every life is a chapter of education. Every moment that we live is some form of education. But something I'm seeing around you has to do with academic energy. When we start to approach this topic, we haven't quite defined it in its finest detail. But what's your education thus far in school?
Oh, I have a lot of education. I have master's degree. I have a master's degree, certificate, bachelor's degrees. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, you know, for some reason, I'm picking up on that part of your life where you obtain these degrees and that academic journey that you've gone through. I'm picking up on that. And somehow some of that energy is going to come back and confront you or it compel you to deal with what you've done on this planet on an academic scale. So something's going to come back so that you bear the fruits of all of your academic pursuit and reap some benefit from it. Now, that can come in the way of wages, employment, even relationship. There's something to do with an edge of psychology in your energy. So how well did you do in your psychology classes?
I don't think I had very many, but I think I did okay.
Uh-huh. There's something to do with the framework, Michelle, of interpersonal relationship. So something's going to come in a form of educational aspect in terms of interpersonal relationship. Are you at this time wanting to do anything in terms of writing a book or doing anything with a journal or anything like that?
Well, I don't really write for myself personally, but I've just started, I've been working for a company doing a contract where I just started publishing educational materials for them.
Oh, well, that's
I just started.
No wonder I'm wading through all this material. I'm thinking to myself, God, I hope I'm making sense here. But now you've just, you know, pulled me into the boat and said, yeah, you're in the right water. Well, that's what this is, Michelle. That's where I'm swimming through in your consciousness, that all of this educational material that you're creating is all part of the journey that you've taken on this planet in terms of academic service and involvement. So this is going to have some really great rewards for you this year. You're going to have see some spectacular things coming out of this in your employment.
All right. Okay, Michelle.
Sounds good. Thank you
for your call. Merry Christmas.
Take care. Bye. You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Next caller is 951443. And I saw that they actually got disconnected and came back. So I'm keeping your place in line, 951. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. We can hardly hear you. Can you speak up, please?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better. What's your name and birth date? And location, please.
Yes, it's Rosary. And you have a question?
Your birth date?
Rosary.
I'm sorry, your name. Can you spell it?
Yeah, it's, you want my, I say Rosary because that's what it translates to in English, but it's Rosario. So it's R-O-S-A-R-I-O.
R-O-E-S-E-R.
No.
Okay. And
it's R-O-S-A-R-I-O.
Yeah, that's what I have. What's your birth date?
It's 10/08/87.
Did she say 10/08?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to keep the zeros out if you can. If there's not a zero really there, It creates
sure.
an energy, actually, a void, which you don't want to do. And 87 is her year while she's a 34/7. Okay, what's your question?
I guess as far as bronze was coming up for 2016.
Okay.
Rosario, is that her name?
Rosario.
Rosario.
It's like Rosario Dawson.
Oh,
isn't that an actress?
Oh.
Is that the right last name?
What's coming up for you? Well, The thing about what's coming up for you, have you ever, just say yes or no, have you ever been self-employed or had your own business on any level for any amount of time?
I think for a short time, yes. Short.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care if it's long or short, just, you know. Now, have you in your whole life ever worked in a food establishment place, even as a you know, young person, anything with food, restaurant, anything?
No.
Never with any food? Anything in the background of your family with foods or anything?
No.
I can't hear her.
She's saying no, I
know. You know, you got to speak up. If I can't hear you, I can't get the vibration of your voice, so the reading won't be as sound if you're not speaking up. So you got it.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
It's not,
no,
perfect.
Are you on speaker or a headset?
No, it's just not. My signal isn't very good.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's not her fault. I mean, there's nothing she can do.
It's nothing you can do. You see, your voice is, we're hearing it as a broken, your voice is all broken, so it's hard for me to get the vibration. But I'm assuming that you did briefly have some, you were involved in some kind of self-employed energy or something. What was that about? What were you doing?
For a little bit, I was selling makeup.
Oh, makeup. Okay, that's for a while. You know, the thing about your energy that I'm getting on the show today is something to do with employment. So I'm a little bit concerned about your employment situation. Are you currently employed?
Just recently, I'm a university student. I don't really work per se.
You're a student at a university, but
she's not working.
You're not really working.
No, I just now have a part-time job. Starting up.
Okay, got
semester.
That's what I'm picking up on, this part-time job. And what's your degree in?
It'll be in anthropology.
Anthropology. Okay, so do you want to teach ultimately, or do you want to go out into the field with this?
Probably both.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay, so I'm gathering. See, what you are is you're a gatherer. From anthropology we have hunters and gatherers. You're a gatherer. What you're doing is you're gathering energy, and a gatherer. Well, this is where the whole link is to food, that I think. Because really, in anthropology, what you are is you're a searcher. You're a searcher of a fossil, of energy, of life, of pre-existing life. You know, that's what you're all about. You're about the earth. So what I think what I'm doing in a kind of a strange way is I'm looking at your journey to in this field, and ultimately getting into the classification of being a teacher and maybe somebody working in the field itself, out in the field, meaning out in the wild there. And that's what I think where you're going to be heading towards. So that's what I see. But there's going to be some problematic things going on that I can't get into detail, because they seem to be personal things going on that might conflict and cause a sense of competition, maybe, with between yourself, your profession, and your personal life. So there's something in the personal life that I'm a little bit concerned about that can be challenging to your pursuit. And that's what you've got to look at. Something in your personal life, I don't know if you're in a relationship or if there's something to do with family, but there's a conflict that I'm picking up on. And that conflict can get in the way of your deeper endeavor professionally to pursue what you're going to pursue, and that's what's got to be wrapped up. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I have two children. I'm a single parent, so I've that's always been something that I have to deal with in pursuit of a degree.
Yeah, that's it. So the working out of that demands more dialogue. But I'm telling you, as a reader, that's what I'm picking up on. That's what's going to be your big dilemma. You can resolve it, but it's going to be challenging for you this year.
Okay, and you're always invited to call the show again, or you can call Neil directly, Rosario, 562-596-7818. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we've got a lot of callers, so we want to make sure that these are short. And please, callers, be ready with your information for us, and try to have a good connection. 909. Are you there? 909.
Yes, thank you. My name is Jenny with a G. January 17th, 1943, and I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay. Hi. How are you,
Jenny?
Hi. Thank you.
What's
my
your question?
Yes. My son is 54 years old, terrible temper, difficult to get along with, and I'm beginning to think, is he doing drugs or does he have a personality disorder or a mental problem?
Let's get his birth date.
April 11th, 1961.
I figured there was an 11. And is it Ginny with an I or an E? Ginny?
It's G-E-N-N-Y.
E. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, 4, 5, 6, 16, 7, 8, 23, 23,
well,
5,
yeah.
Yeah. And he has a temper?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Vocal?
Horrible
yes.
temper.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Was there a divorce? Did you remarry? Are you single? What's going on with that story?
Okay, I was married to his father for 25 years. Got a divorce. He left to gamble, not work. And I know it really hurt my son.
Yeah.
And then I got a boyfriend, and boyfriend that lasted for 10 years. So right now I'm with no one and not interested in anyone. But is that the problem? Is he angry at me or...
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, yes and no. Life is hard, Jenny. You know, to do a life on your own is hard enough. To have a kid and do your life and go through your thing is even more complex because now you've got a little kid that's going through this with you and his mind isn't as well formed as yours and your choices are not his choices. So conflicts occur, they grow, they get, you know, immense, and pretty soon you've got a monster.
Yeah.
That's really a child that didn't get the proper pure narrative of life that it was probably deserving of. But it's not your fault. I mean, you know, you're doing your life and you're doing your thing, and what happens with adults when they do that and they have kids is that the kids have to go along with the choices that the parents are making. And if you choose people that aren't that healthy, for you it's okay. For your child it isn't, maybe. And so that's what's caused the problem, and you have a big problem. So this is not, you know, we just can't take your son and put him in the dishwasher and he comes out clean. This is going to mean some intense work. I don't know. It's probably been done. He's probably rebellious. You know, you got a problem on your hand, but it's a complex problem. And I think it's stemming from the whole lifestyle that he was pulled through. And, you know, it's not your fault. It's just what it is, but that's where it is. And your best, I mean, he's 20 something.
No,
54 years old.
He's 54. I've been divorced for 30 years, and you know, I know they would want me to take their father back, but it's impossible. He's even worse. I mean, terrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is a karmic situation, Jenny. You have a 1-1 in your month and day. Your son was born on the 11th. This is not an easy situation. And he's already 54 years old. I mean, what are you going to do? The only thing you can really do is to either separate yourself from his anger and not deal with it, or let him be angry and don't get into it with him. Just let him get it out. Aside from that, you're going to need intervention. But
no point.
Is he on drugs? Is he on drugs? Is he on drugs? Is he on drugs? Where are their two kids? Who has two children?
My daughter has two children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say on a radio whether your son is taking drugs or not. I'm not going to do that, Jenny. But I will say that there are complications that need to be addressed if you can read between the lines.
Okay. Well, I know he's done coke and drugs in the past, and he
yeah,
does drink just socially, I hope, or daily.
I
don't know.
That's why I don't want to get too explicit on the radio, but if you can read between the lines, that's where I'm going.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Something.
I really appreciate your time. I really do.
Thank you. God
bless.
And God bless. Thank you. Well, yeah, they're short readings, and hopefully provide a platform for people to take further action if necessary,
yeah,
or point them in the right direction. Okay, we have Deanna next, 305. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Let me take you off loudspeaker. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. I wanted
Hi.
To
Hello.
Call and say, you know, happy Christmas celebration to you and all
Thank
your
you.
Listeners. And also, I wanted to ask, the way you're explaining karma is sort of like big drama in our lives.
Karma is drama? Is that what
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah, the big drama in our lives. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the karma can be a drama for sure, but there can, I mean, karma, there's good karma and bad karma. So it just, I mean, it depends, you know, we can have great karma and then karma can produce drama.
Maybe I'm confused with dharma as well.
Dharma is good. Isn't dharma a good work?
Yeah, I thought it was
yeah.
a good karma
Doctrine,
too.
University.
Yeah, it's the two different things.
Right, one would
yeah.
be good and one would be not so good. Usually
no.
I've heard karma explained as something rather negative, adverse.
No, I don't think so. There's negative karma and positive karma.
There is an attitude of that, Deanna, because it's the accumulation of all of your actions on the planet, and so not every dark action is necessarily dark to its fullest degree. Sometimes we have to solve our problems through complicated methods that require a convoluted sense of emotions. And sometimes, inevitably, when we're trying to resolve something, we end up hurting somebody. That can still produce karma. And so the karma can be a mixture of both good and evil, light and dark. With the purity of any portion of karma, there's a sense of purity in terms of pure acts of restitution or servitude or sacrifice, just as there are pure acts of evil and oppression. And those elements get interwoven into the characteristics of who we are and who we have been on the planet. So the idea of an absolute definition is sort of ill-fit for our purposes of explaining what we are going through in this process of karma / drama of life. It's a mixed package, and you really can't clarify it as a single simplicity. It's much more than that, Deanna.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And I think dharma, I mean, it includes good works, but it's like the doctrine. I'm not terribly well-versed on all the ins and outs of Buddhism or Hinduism, but...
Yeah, it's a whole different attitude, a whole different discussion.
Yeah.
Than we done.
Okay, 216 is our next.
Hello, happy holidays.
Good morning. Hi, happy holidays.
Hello.
Thank you. Who's this?
My name is Sharon. Do you need my birthday?
Yes, please.
September 1st, 1965.
Okay. We'll add that
my
up. What's your question? And location, where
well,
are you calling from, Sharon?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. Go ahead.
I've been contracting all year job-wise. I lost my job a year ago. And I'm trying to manifest a full-time, permanent, and back in my career, a job that I want and love. What do you see for me in 2016 as far as career is concerned?
Okay. Career in 2016.
I interview at least once a week. I mean, I have never stopped sending out resumes all year. I'm doing it very faithfully, just to let you know. Okay.
You know, where in your background or your family's background or somebody in the family was involved in defense or military? Who? Anybody along that line?
My grandfather.
What did he do?
He worked like, it was kind of like a military job. He died when I was really young, but I knew he did something like that. He was very military
yeah.
himself. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, the answer to your question, he was in management. The answer to your question stems back to the line of energy regarding him. Was this on your father's side or your mother's side?
Yes, my father's side.
Yeah, I thought father. That was my first thought. Well, there's something, you know, there in your aspect, you've lost your job a year ago and you're trying to build something this year. You're 50 years old and your master number is 4 from 31. So you're 19 years past the age of 31. And
okay.
19 is your inverted September 1st, 9-1. So you're going to be getting a job probably in February. I think you're going to get work in February. That's point number one. Are there any February births or anniversaries in your family?
No, honestly, not
that
any. Aquarius is no. End of January, but no, not February. But tell me, I'm going to walk through that golden window. I've been trying all year. But go on. I'll listen. Sorry.
Well, no, Sharon. About February. I just asked.
Okay.
I just want to know if there was any significant other February energies in your family life.
No.
But that's not my point. Is you're going to get something in February. What kind of work do you do?
I do. My background is financial investments. I do administrative work, but I'm trying to go more into insurance, healthcare, school systems. I'm trying to change and go to the, you know what I'm saying, different environment. That's my goal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think February. I think things are going to change in February. There's going to be something that you're going to encounter in February. And real quick before we go to the next caller, have you been doing this kind of work for at least 16 years?
Yes. Yes.
How many years?
I would have to say between 16 and 20. Honestly, yeah, you pretty much got it right on the thing. Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah,
20.
Got it.
20,
okay.
I'd say.
All right. Well, okay, well, a couple of years. But okay, February, okay?
Thank you. So I always make the top 2 and 3 and they hire somebody else. Either they need their man. It's going to come, I'm telling you. Thank you.
No, okay, don't think that anymore. You know,
no.
Don't you're putting out an energy.
You guys,
kinda,
it's the truth. I know.
I don't
know.
Care if it's the
you
truth.
Are so right.
I'm telling you, listen, I'm telling you, forget that past scenario. February, you're going to get the job. Don't talk about
two
or three others.
I know.
Okay, Sharon.
I'm going to get the, thank you. Happy holidays. I know. Get your other callers. Thank you. I know. Goodbye.
Oh,
I understand.
Let us know, though, what happens, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That.
Happy. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy holidays. Okay. 843 is our next. I'm just taking them quickly so we can get everybody we can in. Who's this?
Hello, this is Cynthia.
Can you spell your name for us?
Cynethia.
Okay. And what's your location and birth date?
Birth date is 6578. And I'm
okay.
In Maryland.
36.9. Is that right? 36.9. 11? 21.
Six,
no.
Five,
21. Yeah, 36.9. Yeah, 6578. And
right.
You
mm-hmm.
are, how old are you?
36.9.
37.
37. So you just had a change in 2014. What's your question?
My question is, I feel myself going through like a transition right now, but it just basically, I guess, is surrounding my love life and if a certain guy was seeing if we're gonna come back together in 2016 sometime.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to know about the relationship you had that had a sense of violence in it, abuse. Did you go through a relationship that had some portion of abuse in it?
A long time ago, at least 2 years ago.
Oh, that was so long ago. Okay, 2 years
ago,
you had some, there was some level of abuse. Okay,
well,
I need
it wasn't
to go
violent there. Abuse, but it was like emotional and, you know, verbal and stuff like that.
That's
abuse.
That's the ceiling. No, I didn't say he was held you by gunpoint and, you know, pistol with you. But that abuse, I just need to go there because it's in the line of your energy that you're going to experience that. I just had to go there for a minute. You know, this guy that's coming in right now, I think you have a kind of a convoluted energy past life with him, and so there might be like 6 months, and then there's a break and something like that. How long have you been with this guy that you're hoping to get back with?
Actually, we only dated maybe about 2 months, but it's funny that you say that because we both always felt like, you know, our energy is so intense between each other. We just felt like, you know, we've known each other our whole lives. So.
Yeah. Well, there's a karmic thing going on in there. And you said 2 months. I said 6 months. How long have you actually known him since the time you first encountered him? How long has it been?
I would say it's closer to 3 or 4 months.
Okay, so he might be coming back at the 6 month period.
Mm-hmm.
At the 6 month period, there might be some revisiting of the relationship, and you know, from there, I don't know where it goes, but we're looking at again another January kind of date, February, where he might come back in. We have more callers, so I don't have a lot of time. So I think he's going to be coming back in. If we had more time, I'd get his birth date and analyze that. But I think that maybe what we can start with as a first note is that in about 2 months, you're going to be seeing him, and the energy is going to be revisiting you. And from there, I don't have enough time to get into it, but that's where the next note's going to start.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Sanathia. And Sanathia can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. We had 3 callers, but now there's only 2, 253 and 201. We've got 14 minutes, Neil, so we'll take both of these callers. 253 is first. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi there. It's Holly.
Hi, Holly.
102564.
Okay. 102564.
Colleen.
Holly.
Holly?
Yes. Holly. Yes. And are you the one with the custody issue?
Yeah, I lost.
You're right. I remember. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure I was referencing the right person. And she's a 28101. What's your question today, Holly?
New man for 2016.
Oh, okay. Everybody's asking questions about 2016.
Yeah. You want somebody named Newman?
Hilarious.
How about Paul Newman?
She likes that.
We could, I don't know, a new man in 2016. I got an old man. How about 2 old men for 1 new one?
No.
No? Okay. New man in 2016. Okay, you got it. There's something you got to resolve to bring this guy in because there's something blocking. Let me ask you something, Holly. Have you ever been in financial debt?
Yeah.
It's a real laugh.
Are you in financial debt? As we speak, are you suffering in any kind of financial debt now?
No, I do owe $2,000, but I don't think that's like horrific amount.
No, it's not horrific.
Well, no, it's not horrific, but you owe $2,000 to what?
Like an old credit card.
Okay, get that reduced if you can. Because because there's something tied in with finances and boyfriends, so get that reduced a little bit, and you're going to have a encounter with a male that's coming in because there's something to do in your karma with finances and boyfriends. So you may not think it's a big deal. This $2,000, get that down a little bit if you can, because there's some link to it. Have you ever been divorced or your parents divorced?
Oh, all of the above.
All of the above,
yeah. My second divorce.
Yeah. I think I've got the right track here. So if you get that credit card down, pay off that debt, do the best of your ability, there's a guy coming in. And the guy is spanking new. I mean, a new boyfriend. What I mean to say is you don't have any, you don't have too much karma with him, bad karma.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's going to be a nice, it's going to be a nice thing. The guy likes to wear blue jeans, and he's not a cowboy, but he does wear boots, like pointed
okay.
boots. I don't know why, but maybe it's stylish. I don't know. But he's not like
does
a cowboy.
Does he own a ranch?
Well, not, huh?
Does he own a ranch? You know, a ranch?
I don't know
family,
why.
There's a ranch.
There's a ranch where?
I was just told that there's a ranch. He owns a ranch, like fourth generation.
Oh, someone
I'm just
told
wondering.
You this?
Yeah.
Someone, like another show, you called another show and someone told you that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Someone's getting a ranch. I'm getting
boots.
You know, you know. Maybe you're going to get. Maybe you're going to meet HUD.
What?
And that's Paul Newman.
Oh, well, I don't know.
No, it's a Paul Newman joke. I don't. You know, you're going.
Neither of us got that. Okay.
Yeah, you guys are too young. Okay, so yeah, you're going to meet a cowboy, and it could be the guy on the ranch.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll keep
Thank
us posted,
you.
Holly. Thank
right,
you.
Bye.
You too. Bye. 562-596-7818 is the number to connect. And we've got one more caller, 201, and then we're done for the day, Neil. So let's take this last caller. Good morning.
Hi, it's Gunjan.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen. Just wanted to call in. I was listening to your show. Wanted to see if you picked up anything.
Okay, Gunjan, hold on. Let me give you, Neil, your birth date. She's 9/20/81, and she's a 30 equals 3.
Well, let's see. Yeah, there's going to be more dialogue. Do you still have time left in the day for more dialogue in your location?
Yeah, there's just like what, 1:15?
No, actually, I just got off work.
Oh.
Oh, was there more dialogue today?
No, not really. Yeah, not really. I wanted to see what do you feel for 2016 for me?
Well, I mean, it's a, you know, that's a big question because I happen to know you, I know you from readings and so we've talked a bit, but that's a real difficult, it's not simple because the attitude of what you're going through, Gunjan, is about a duality of sorts, a dilemma, I don't know if I want to say compromise or a conflict, but in those two aspects of your life, as you try to merge the two together without one destroying the other, you're going to find yourself being very challenged, I think, this year coming up. So this year will offer you an opportunity to try to balance the yin and the yang, the two diverse energies of your life in such a way that you might experience a little bit more sense of a balance. So as this year wraps up and you begin the new year, you're going to find, I think, a new experience with all of the old matters. And that new experience is going to expand in such a way to where maybe you can be a little bit more proactive in your approach to activating some sense of fulfillment. So it's a promising,
okay.
I think it's a promising scale, but it's going to take activation on your part, but the universe will offer you the opportunity to start working through that, those two diverse zones.
Uh-huh.
I know we're talking very esoterically, but that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Okay. All right. Anything else you pick up?
I mean, it's hard. You know, on the radio, it's hard. But But I'll say one thing. There's going to be a very strong, now I'm getting into chakra color, it's going to be a very strong orange color, orange, which is a lower chakra. It occupies more of the first and second chakra, which is home, sexuality, that energy. But I want you to focus on the color orange, not the TV show, but the color orange.
Maybe it's related to her new hair color for 2016.
Oh.
Really? She actually did post a new hair color for 2016. Maybe
strawberry blonde. Oh.
Yeah, she did. Which is kind of orangey.
Kind of
orangey.
We're in the fruit anyways.
Here we are.
Hopefully it doesn't turn out orange.
We don't want any brassy tones in the hair.
It's not going to be boring. If that's what
she said it's not going to be. She said, I don't want it to be orange.
Orange.
I wasn't really curious.
Orange is not the color. It's the theme. It's the chakra theme. It's the energy of growth given a new evaluation. So you're going to be walking on terrain that's familiar to you, but there's going to be a new growth involved in that terrain, Gunjan. So actually, you're going to be experiencing new things that I think, and orange is not a bad color at all when it comes to the symbolism. So I think it's going to be a lot of it's flavorful. There's something new. There's a nutrient in there that might make you feel a little bit more enlivened, and your gratitude a little bit higher. So there might.
Okay.
I think we're approaching some sense of maybe possible fulfillment in some area there.
Okay. All right, Gunjan.
All right.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. I mean the attitude of being sometimes vague and symbolic can be a little bit aggravating, I understand, because you don't really know where those elements are, but that's just the way it is.
Okay, we're out of time for today, so we are back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much for participating, everybody. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.